We are here on the last Wednesday, Black History Month of 2025. We just want to tell everybody, it's Black History 365, all the way live, coming up and down the drive.
What?
Yeah, driving the street, all that good
sure.
stuff.
Hey, it's Tatiana.
And it's Michael, and she jumped the gun.
Did.
All right. So we hope everybody else will jump the gun and come on over to www.watch4thehook.com. Legacy Greater Than Me is still rolling off the shelves.
It's such a wonderful product.
And if you ain't got one, you're missing out.
Black and gold.
Yeah, like I even got on just the alternative version. If you're watching the video on my hoodie, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can do other things, but we just want y'all to get into the groove. Like I say, it's Black History 365.
Yeah.
Every day, all day. So we're going to just start off today with talking about, we read an article, me and Mr. Parker read an article,
mm-hmm.
and they basically said that, starting an entrepreneurship business isn't risky.
Anymore.
That's a lie.
Didn't they say anymore?
Anymore.
Anymore.
Mm-hmm. We want to say that's a lie.
Yeah. I would. Okay. So this is like where you start to poke, holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we read the article today, right?
Yes, man, we did.
So there's a date you read it, a date it was released,
yes,
and a date it was actually written. I'm wondering if this article was written pre-election.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And I'm also going to say there are things that are written and then they are titled to spark your interest.
Clickbait?
Yes. For us being business owners and being in business for multiple years, having family members that have been in business for multiple years, for them to say it's less risky for us in 2025,
yeah,
than let's say for somebody in 1960,
yeah,
I still think that's not true.
It's a 65-year difference.
Yeah, and guess what ain't changed?
Everything in the middle.
Exactly. It's
the dash hasn't changed.
Exactly.
Dash.
So we've discussed these things a numerous amount of times. Let's go back right now. Why are they cutting out DEI? Let's keep it a book. DEI helped small business owners who are minorities gain access to capital.
Yeah.
That's rule number one.
Even in corporate, it helped minorities, be it race or gender. It helped level the playing field for minorities.
Right. So you can tell me in 2025, they already cutting you off at the knees.
No.
It's less risky.
Playing field.
You got my feet.
Right. Playing field ain't level. Well, now you're no longer invited to the playing field. Okay.
Exactly. You got stopped at the gate.
Yeah. And they're going to change it so much where you don't even know where the field is at. You need directions.
Oh, they are doing that.
We've had this conversation. So let us stay on topic, right?
Yes.
Let us stay on topic.
With the topic,
it ain't risky anymore. They didn't use double negatives anymore.
They lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't going to let them lie to y'all. Because I'm going to tell you like this. We keep preaching. What's the most valuable thing you cannot give back?
Your time.
Your time. Mm-hmm. So if you've been a business owner and you still out here hustling, you still out here working, you still out here, let's damn near call it slaving. Ain't no way you telling me it's less risky.
Yeah. So when you and I were talking, we were talking about perception, right?
6 and 9.
Yeah, we were talking about perception. So, you can look at it like, they're saying it's less risky now. Is it because people feel like I'm going to take that leap of faith? I'm going to do it. I'm going to start this business. Or are people doing this in addition to their 9 to 5? Which at that point, yes, it does make it less risky. But where do you observe the risk? It's in the beginning before it happens.
That Bank of Parker beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also think about it for you and me. We still work our regular jobs.
Yes, we do.
We still entrepreneurs 365.
We are. We are.
Because like I'm telling you, this real estate shit, Johnny's different.
It's real different.
It's real different.
It's turned your hair gray different.
It's different, different. But we still a business owner.
Yeah, we are.
That clock don't go off.
It doesn't.
And so when we looking at that aspect, are we not risking a lot?
We're risking a lot.
It's a lot of things on the line.
Listen, we're risking more than I'm prepared to speak on. Like,
even
this is risking the risk. This was risky.
Even for Watch for the Hook, when we look at the numbers, mm-hmm. we risk thousands.
Yeah, you risk
thousands of dollars you every risk. Year.
It's a risk.
And guess what has changed? The tax laws.
Yeah.
Since 2020 to 2025. Miss Parker will sit there and attest every damn year. Yeah. They change what you can get, what you can account for, what you can tax write off,
yeah.
what you can get back. And then they say, that's your problem.
You chose to assume this risk.
So is it less risky when you lose money, when you lose time, when you lose sleep?
Or is it just a perception of risk? Because there are full, you know, you can do a full e-commerce platform versus in 1960, right?
Mm-hmm.
The business was essentially a storefront.
Yes.
A brick and mortar.
Yes.
Well, now you have social media platforms to serve as kind of a medium, a space where you can operationalize and function after the hours of 5 p.m., right?
So you're saying you can have less overhead
yes.
without having a storefront.
Yes.
Okay.
But does that make you any less of a business owner? Some might say yes, some might say no. So they could be looking at it like that, like, oh, you don't have to go and sit at, you know, the counter and wait for customers to come in. You can check your app mm-hmm. and watch the sales come in. But you still have to be able, you have to be mentally prepared to assume the risk. Because if it fails or if it flops, then now your ego is hurt.
You hear them crickets.
Yeah.
You talked about them crickets.
Yeah.
Just ain't nothing louder than silence.
Yeah. But you also have to keep in mind that, like in the 60s, their perspective of, just from like documentaries I've watched, just I love that stuff, right?
Knowledge.
Yeah, their perspective of owning a business or going into business was their 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's even wild. Like, even you made me think of something.
That was big shit.
Yeah, even thinking about, like, with us in the real estate business, you know, and all of the data and the forms and the documents me and you have read about what we've gotten into
yeah.
dealing with my grandparents. You know what I never once saw?
What?
A statement for advertising.
No. No. Word of mouth. Had to have been word of mouth.
Never once.
There were no social media platforms. There were no website records.
I never even saw it, but they paid to even have put in the paper.
No, no, no. And that could have been their thought process or the time period that they were in or the freaking location of the property.
Hey, what'd you say? You drive by, you see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we might not have never put a leasing sign out there.
Yeah. But was it less risky for them?
Hey, they had to be mentally prepared to assume their risk because that, my friends, was life risk, especially yeah. for double minorities, you know,
yeah.
African Americans, a female, you yeah. know. 50% of it was female. So,
and come to find out, she was always the brain.
She was the brain. Love her.
She was a shrewd woman. I'm telling you, I'll tell you. If she had ever met my grandmama, boy, she'd be like, you know,
we'd been besties.
Yeah, y'all, AKAs, you know, y'all all shrewd. Y'all think alike like
we've been besties. Get to the point and get there quick.
Like, even just think about Papa George. That storefront, we drive by all yeah. the time when we visit Brinkley.
Yeah.
You see that location.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the corner.
Yeah, it was on the main yeah. drag.
Yeah, it was on the main drag for a reason.
So what are you advertising for?
What'd you say? They already there.
They there. And don't let a train come by and back the traffic
and,
up.
And back up.
Child, everybody came in the store. I met all of the people.
What did you say? Okay? You say back it, back that thing up like Juvenile.
Yeah, all the people come in. They was like, well, we were stopped by this train, so we may as well come on in here and look at these garments. Exactly. Look at this jewelry. Look at this furniture, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting ready for our family reunion. Can you print this for me? Can you make this for me? Can you create this for me? Shoot, yeah, he had it.
Exactly. So even like for that article, we're still sitting up here talking about misconception that is less risky.
Right.
And we're like, ain't no storefront.
No.
The word of mouth has now changed. That's, because
they don't, that doesn't exist.
Because those people who were there integrated in those communities have been gone.
Yeah.
And unfortunately have been long gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about my grandma. My grandma been dead since 91.
Yeah.
You talking about Papa George. Papa George been gone a long
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Oh, six.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, I lost my great-grandmother. Yes, I knew my great-grandmother.
Yeah.
And my great-grandfather.
I met your great-grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I knew that. Like, I knew them. Like, pictures with them.
And
like,
that's crazy.
Grew up with them.
The girls in the same situation.
Yeah.
Big mama.
Yeah. So, my great-grandmother passed in 05. Papa George passed in 06. And my dad passed in 07.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, knew them.
And so, when we... And this article has sparked this interest in us. Because we are trying to give you all an interpretation of going back decades.
Yeah.
Even to decades that we wasn't even around in.
Like, I wasn't there in the 60s.
You know, we call in the 60s because we've read history.
Yeah.
We've understood history from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. You know, I'm 70s babies by just a hair. But it's a 70s baby.
Hours.
Okay. Nah. 10 days. 10 days. I snuck in there. Y'all cannot take it away from
10 you. Times 24 is 240 hours.
Hey, what you say? I'm in there like
it depends on what time you came on the 21st. It might be less than 240 hours.
Some minutes, no.
Yeah, still you left. Had 8 hours left in the day.
Yeah, still left. So yeah, but what we're doing is we're going through history and trying to understand, was that article we read accurate statement? Now, this is the thing.
Right.
It's all up into interpretation it because is. If we were not business owners
in that, various facets,
that article would have been right by us.
It would have. I would have blew right through it. I don't care. We see it and we like, hold on. What you mean?
Yeah, hold on, screw.
What you mean? What is that? Is no longer risky? Like, what?
Because my bank account said it's been damn risky.
Otherwise. Bank account says otherwise.
Bank account, as my wife said, the gray hairs in my head, chinny chin chin. Listen, you ain't worried about something if there's not a risk involved.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't, okay, let me put it like this. You're not worried about something if you ain't got shit on the line. That's it right there. Forget sugarcoating it. Risk involved. No. Shit on the line. Okay.
With old Andy, you bet the house and the phone?
Yeah. All the things. Okay.
Listen. House and the farm is real. I ain't got a farm, but the house and the farm is for real.
Right, it's real deal. Right.
Like, we ain't bullshit.
No.
Like, people can talk about your business and say whether or not the amount of money you make determines whether it's a business or a hobby.
Yeah, absolutely. Or some may equate it to ROI. Some may equate it to channels and avenues that you use. Some may equate it to time that you put in it, right?
Yes,
right?
Most definitely.
Right.
And when you hear that sometimes from me, I don't take it lightly because when I look at, like, we do this podcast. We've been doing this podcast going on 3 years.
Yeah, almost. And we've been talking about lots of things. Lots of things.
Zero.
You got more to talk about.
Zero repeats.
Mm-mm.
It's not a hobby to us because of the love that we put into it.
Yeah.
Has it been profitable? No. But when you get people to tell you, man, I checked y'all out, man.
Yeah.
Bruh, sis, man, you know, y'all hit us with some knowledge, man. You know, it made us start thinking about things differently. Also can find it. Now watch for the number 4thehook.com. We've been doing this stuff for years for a reason. And when we go through and we look at it, we're like, this ain't just a hobby.
No.
Watch for the Hook podcast ain't a hobby. The business ain't a hobby. Nope. Real estate game is not a hobby. These are actual businesses we decided to get into because of the love that we have for wanting to be entrepreneurs.
Right.
And so a lot of times, that's another misconception that people be like, you know, if you ain't making all this money, you know, it ain't your business. It's a hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to push back a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
Because it takes time. Like I say, we've told y'all this hundreds of times. I'm going to say hundreds because we in episode 142.
Yeah.
Some of the people you see that are great business people, this ain't their first rodeo.
No, and I think that right there speaks volumes to the whole counter argument to risk or not.
Yeah.
It's not their first one.
Nope.
So if it's not their first one, that means the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many, failed or they simply stopped. Okay? So if it failed, then there was risk.
Yes.
If they stopped for whatever reason, typically that means there was some risk. Now they're on iteration number 5. They assumed a new risk, however, they assumed this new risk with a different level of education, a different level of knowledge, a different level of experience.
And then what we as a customer or consumer sees is them succeeding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you see.
Yeah.
You see the IG reel. What'd you say? The highlight reels. You see the highlight reels. Yeah.
Well, I don't see the damn near pulling the hair out. Them going
day in, day out.
Going back to lenders, asking for extra money.
Yeah.
Being like, hey,
big
you know,
project, little project, you know?
Be like, hey, I need an extra 35, 45,000 above the budget you are giving me because something else happened. And the lender's probably like, all right. Still on you.
Yeah. And they're assuming that risk.
And they like, yeah, we know it's on us.
Yeah.
But we been in the house. In the
so floor. They may give you that risk, right?
Yep.
They might put some additional constraints around it.
Man, they going to be like, it's going to be a little extra more.
Yeah.
We going to tack on a little bit more interest.
Yeah, you sure, right? Because we floating this for you.
That first number was at 8%. Oh, this extra, that's at 10.5.
Or, I mean, hell, if you want to be honest, you can say 8.5. Listen, let me tell you, them 0.5s be on.
Shit, yeah.
So you're going to see a significant difference in 0.5, especially if you're going into something already on high risk alert, right?
Yes.
Your pocketbook really can't match it.
Yes.
But you're stretching yourself thin because you got to see this thing through.
Shout out to Nate. That my boy Nate Lodge. See it through, baby. See it through. But yeah, that's dead serious. And a lot of people just don't understand. Business world, stock markets, gambling houses. They all the same.
Yeah. Tell you. Right. Fluctuating. What do they call it? Ebb and flow.
Hey, what you don't realize, everybody rolling dice.
Yeah.
Some of them are literal physical dice. Some of them are interpreted dice. And some of them are illogical dice. People are gambling every hour.
House and
phone. House and phone. All day, every day.
Listen, I know I got my take us out line right here, but I ain't even gonna see it right now. I just gotta remember it to the end.
Listen, what we trying to get y'all understand is people can tell you, man, it's easy to start a business. This line is actually kind of true.
It is. I agree.
I say kind of because unless you ain't got your money started business, then you can't start one.
I agree. Yeah.
Or if your credit ain't right, you start a business on credit. We've been talking about that. Fix your personal credit first. Then your business credit second. But yeah, people talk about that. It's easy to start a business. The problem is, the second part of that sentence is, it's hard as hell to maintain one.
Yep, sustain.
And then the last part of the sentence is, and it's damn so hard to stay in business and be profitable.
Oh, that's really hard right there. That's when you have to find it, Moxie.
That's when you're going to figure out if you can survive the hooks.
Yeah.
Because that two-piece in the biscuit hurts.
It dumps and it
but
moxie.
Then, thing is, you catch hooks whenever they come. Hooks don't take days off. They don't take hours off.
No.
They don't take time off because, I heard that Michael and Tatiana don't feel like this today.
Yeah.
That hook said, fuck them.
Yeah. It's crazy fired because out. usually the hooks come when you're trying to take a break. You're trying to rest. Then you get that dumb text message. You're like, what?
The hooks come when you say, I can't take no more.
Yeah.
And then here comes.
Yeah.
Two-piece and biscuit in your ass right upside your forehead and your lip.
The hooks catch you when you're like least guarded. Yeah.
Or when you just, as you just said, when you are worn out.
Wowed out.
Mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. You are like, I'm on my last breath.
Yep.
And the hook said, bitch.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I need to hear that line.
It's really nothing fabulous, but it's just what it is.
I mean, I really appreciate you, Ms. Parker, getting into the nitty-gritty with us about this risque or less risky to start businesses in 2025 when the world is telling you otherwise.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit us with it, Ms. Parker.
So, listen, check this out. If you out here making moves or trying to make moves, you're gambling, right?
Yep.
If you gambling, you're out here being risky. That's it.
Hey, catch y'all next time.